Gas limit. One redemption per customer. See store for details.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's December 6th, the greatest day ever. On the 6th of December, 1884, construction is completed on the Washington Monument. Onlookers couldn't help wondering, is that a banana in America's pocket? Or is it just happy to honor the father of our country? Have a great December 6th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A mixed day on Wall Street. Continued concerns over U.S.-China trade issues sending stocks lower today, but an afternoon rally eased losses. The Dow closing 77 points lower, the S&P falling 4, with the Nasdaq ending the day 29 points higher. A train carrying the casket of former President George H.W. Bush is nearing College Station, Texas. That's the site of his presidential library where he'll be buried. The Trump administration rolling back another Obama-era environmental regulation. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says a 2015 rule requiring carbon capture technology for new coal plants is unrealistic and kills jobs.
And the president's regulatory reform agenda is so important to providing opportunity and prosperity to the Americans who need it the most.
Opponents say the move will result in more greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. This is Fox News.
Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab a stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a buddy, don't drink and drive, if you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab a stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will end your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Preceding was a public service announcement from this radio station. We just do them a little bit differently here. It's a couple of minutes past 4 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We've got Rich's forecast and your local news coming up in a minute, and we'll keep an eye on the roads, too. But Steve has patiently waited to speak with us. So, Steve, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, actually, Greg, all I have is one question. Maybe you guys can answer it for me. Do you know if the Marine Corps or anyone is setting up a Toys for Tots station this year and where they might be located?
Personally, I don't. Joey's going to Google it just to see. And somebody listening may know of a location.
Let me see. Montgomery, Alabama, Toys for Tots.
You looking for a drop-off point?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Steve?
Yeah?
You're looking for a drop-off point?
Yeah, drop-off point.
We'll see what we can find.
I'm not seeing something come up immediately.
I can't believe they're not still doing it.
One moment.
Dadgummit.
Not having a mouse is frustrating sometime. Montgomery County.
Worked
yeah,
so,
I know.
Worked so well.
It's going very well.
Oh, man.
There's nothing showing?
You can call Sergeant Overhaults.
Uh-huh.
334-450-3335.
450-3335.
Yeah, 3335.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for waiting. We'll find out any more, we'll pass that along, too. Yeah, I've not heard much about that this year. 7 minutes after 4 o'clock, a couple of things we're going to do this afternoon with Terry here. It's a list we touched on the other day, and usually I count down from 10 to 1, but this particular list I decided to start at number 1 on the most destructive Americans in history.
Okay.
So we'll be getting to that. I also wanted to thank Mr. Electric. They came out to the house today. We had a whole bunch of things that we needed done, and Thomas Rutter was the master electrician that they sent out to work on our stuff, and just incredible. Just incredible. We had an outlet moved. We had new security lights installed, Ring doorbells. If you buy those kinds of things, like a Ring system or another type of security system, Mr. Electric can install those for you. And anytime you need anything done, you call them, they give you an upfront price on what it should cost, and that's what you'll pay. And not only will they do a flawless job, but they will leave no evidence behind that they were even in your house, because they clean any debris that's created from an installation or anything else. And they do it all. The whole menu of services is available at Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com, or you can call them right now, 269-8886, 269-8886. And Danielle will be able to...
Danielle.
He's got my friend Dan Black has put together an amazing team of people.
Oh, I know Dan Black, good guy.
Very good guy. Ashley.
Yes.
You have some info on Toys for Tots.
I do. Drop off locations. I know that Dollar General participates. Okay. I'm not sure if it's all Dollar General locations, but I know the one in Wetumpka on Rifle Range Road does participate.
Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of them, too.
Mm-hmm. So, for the gentleman that was calling, there you go.
All right. Cool. We appreciate that very, very much.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. 9 minutes after 4 o'clock, let's head back to the traffic dungeon, see how things are behaving as we start to head into the heart of the rush hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're finishing up that accident on the East Boulevard on the northbound side right there at Carmichael. The backup, that's eased up a lot. 65 and 85 both doing great at the moment. Classes for real estate licensing, they begin on January 7th. Stop by and see my good buddy, Bo Evans, at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Register early. Save yourself $50. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. A Millbrook man convicted of producing child pornography will spend decades behind bars. Jermaine Moore was sentenced to 50 years in prison for 3 counts of production of child pornography. Moore was arrested earlier this year and charged with sexual assault of a child in connection to the viral video with a 6-year-old child. Crime Stoppers and Autauga County authorities need your help catching the person who broke into a school. The Autaugaville school was broken into last month. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window, then stole school property. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Aldi opened its doors this morning in Prattville. Aldi is a discount grocery store chain with thousands of locations around the globe. The chain uses many ways to keep costs low, including its shopping cart rental system. The store opened to a big, excited crowd. I'm Ellis Eskew. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Today's show is brought to you by
The smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. Mm. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
I have a roommate.
Yes.
I have two, actually, but one of them is named Jonathan.
Yes, and what did Jonathan do?
Jonathan is, Cinnabon. For the last, yes, 2 months, especially, it's picked up especially during the holidays, and I'm not sure if I'm very happy about this new habit of his, or upset, but pretty much every Friday night, he takes time after he gets off work, and he goes by the mall, the only place we really have Cinnabon, and he picks up about 8 of them. And brings them to the house. And he
four of those things is enough for 8 people.
And he shares them with myself and my other roommate, Andrew.
What's wrong with that?
It's wonderful, but, you know, what's wrong with it is I would never go out and do it myself. But if it's presented right in front of me, of course I'm eating that thing. And I'm wondering whether or not he's trying to sabotage my health.
Speaking of eating that thing, am I to understand correctly that, because I didn't get to hear it, because they do have to take a nap, something about nonstick frying services and teeny weenies?
Yes, apparently it reduces the size of the penis.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hi, who's this?
It's Chad.
Legal Eagle, the local heartthrob, Chad. How are you?
I would like to share some buns with Joey.
Thank you.
Keep your mind to yourself, buddy.
There's many a person found out they were a diabetic after they ate a Cinnabon bun. Oh, holy cow. How many calories can you jam into one delicious cinnamon bun? How are you guys today?
Yeah.
Hey, did the market recover? Because it was looking bad at lunch.
It started horribly. I mean, it was down like 900 points at 9 o'clock when I walked out of the studio, but it dropped only 97 for the day.
Yeah.
Big rally towards the end of the day. That bodes well for tomorrow.
Profit takers coming back in, so I guess. But, hey, I hear that Trump's actual lead man for the new attorney general is Barr, who was George H.W. Bush's attorney general.
Oh, God.
I think that's pretty... Not Bob Barr, but another guy, Barr. I can't remember his first name. It's been so long since that happened. I mean, that guy hadn't been attorney general since 1991. But
I don't remember him at all.
Yeah, I don't think he was... I think it was kind of, you know, not a long term. I mean, that's a hard job.
I want somebody who's going to go and hold some Democrats accountable for the crap they pulled.
Did you read that story?
False FISA warrants and stuff like that. Come on,
Somebody's got to go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, apparently somebody's looking at this Podesta stuff and everything. So
yeah, I've heard that, but I mean, how is it that Princess Fat Ass has managed? She's like a greased pig that can never be caught. How she's got away? I mean, well, they've never proven it, but got one thing after another from Travelgate to Whitewater to.
It goes on and on and on.
Hey, you guys know the old adage: when you know where the bodies are buried, nobody's going to bury you.
You got that right.
Bunch of crap, Chad. That's what I say.
I know. I'm with you. But there's only one problem with the word Justice Department. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, you got that right.
When Democrats run it, it ain't the Justice Department.
It's a lack of
justice.
It
just means, in fact, the improper interpretation when Democrats run the Department of Justice, it means just us. not you. Not you. Just us.
Yep.
Okay, so, but you see, they're currently not in power. That's why I don't understand.
Well, yeah. You know what, though? Obama was there, Greg, and I know a lot of people up there, right?
Yeah.
Obama was there for 8 years, and you cannot believe all the people he put in permanent positions up there. Not political positions, but civil service positions.
Oh, yeah, SES. Yeah.
They're entrenched. They're entrenched in there. You know, you can take out, you know, leaders, political appointees of, like, you know, the Civil Rights Division and some of the other divisions.
Right.
But they still have all their cronies they put in there, and you can't just fire them. You know, it's harder to fire civil servants. I mean, you know.
Who invented that concept, by the way? Whom do we thank?
Democrats.
But
Democrats. I'm sure it goes back under Roosevelt and all them. It was a spoil system, you know?
Well, yeah. Political patronage has been around forever.
Forever.
But
forever and ever.
I mean, what you have to do or how incompetent you have to be before they can say you're fired.
All right, I want to switch subjects to something fun for just a minute.
You just all worked up, and now you want to be funny?
You have totally
Thanks,
wrecked.
Thanks, buddy.
You totally wrecked two Christmas songs for me. I can't hear Frosty anymore without thinking about your lyric. And I can't hear Carol the Bells without hearing, would you like fries with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
Well, we have two versions of that. We have Carol of the Bartenders, you know, don't drink and drive.
I heard that one, but I want to hear, would you like an apple pie with that?
Yeah, oh, the Burger King song.
Ding fries are done. I want to hear ding fries are done.
I know somebody else who would like to hear that this afternoon, so I am.
Listen, you guys hang in there, all right? I'm sure the media will be after Trump again as soon as Bush is in the ground. You know, and I tell you what, I got to see just a little bit of the speeches. Alan Simpson is I like him. I've always liked him. He's a little squished sometimes, yeah. But he's a humorous guy. I thought he did a bang up job. You know, sending out the president. And
I haven't watched much of it, frankly, because I can't take the hypocrisy.
Simpson's a Republican, so you know from Wyoming. You should watch his speech. It's very humorous and touching, and it humanizes the man, you know. And I agree with you on the hypocrisy. Somebody the other day read out loud the New York Times, you know, basically defamation of Bush calling him a closet racist and a kind of elitist and all the other crap they called him, and it was just unbelievable. And then I think it was Michael Goodwin wrote the article yesterday in the New York Post.
We read that on the air.
Yeah, you only like Republicans when they're dead.
That's true. You know?
Absolutely.
Hypocrites.
I mean, look at every Republican president. In fact, you know, New York Times has not endorsed a Republican candidate for presidency since Ike.
1956, that's correct. And
that
you know
means
why?
They picked Republicans.
Cheats and liars.
All right,
that
Chad.
Means they picked, okay, you guys have a good one. I want to hear Ding Fries Are Gone.
All right.
Whatever.
It's coming up in a few minutes, so don't miss it. All right. Now, one good thing about all this chaos is the word is that interest rates are stabilizing.
Good.
That was a great comeback the market made today. It's still Dow's to finish down 97. We'll talk to Brandon and I'll get more information on that. But that's also good news for folks who want to buy a home and get the lowest available interest rate. And here's the guy that can put the keys to a new home in your hand. Morris Capuano from Renaissance Bank. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I am on I-85, and the people are not using their blinkers. Imagine that.
Well,
I'm seeing one car in front of me. He's weaving back and forth four times and accomplishing nothing other than disrupting traffic.
Well, I have a public service announcement about that that'll play when we're done talking.
Okay.
About the turn signal. So I will play that as soon as we're done talking. In fact, I just found it. And it will run right after Rich's forecast, which is just moments away.
One of my pet peeves.
You know, I was talking about you and some of the other folks who work with here at the station and how you live to do certain things. You know, as you're going, like Eddie Bader, the guy that finds people a house. Then when it comes time to get the mortgage, you're the guy that runs through walls to get it done. And that's why we urge people to call you at 409-9300 and take advantage of the programs you now have available through Renaissance Bank.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, and we've got some great portfolio products, got some great secondary markets. That's the loans that we sell in the secondary market. If you don't want your loan to be sold to another investor, you want to do business with Renaissance Mortgage or do business with Morris Capital, you can make that request that your loan not be sold, and we will service it as best as we possibly can, if we possibly can. And that's done like conventional loans, not FHA. But we've got some great FHA products, VA products. Our pricing is really, really killer right now. I mean, it's really, really strong. And we're going to take care of you, whether you want to do an application over the telephone or whether you want to meet face-to-face, which we strongly encourage. We're going to accommodate a mortgage program that fits your needs, and we're going to accommodate a time frame that fits your needs. And there are a lot of investors who may and may not do that. What I do know is, I will do it, and I've been doing it for over 30 years, and I'm going to continue doing it as long as the good Lord will allow me to give you the best customer service we can. So how do we differ than the competition? I think it's about customer service. If we've had the chance to deal with you, Greg, and Joey, I know you're listening. We look forward to dealing with you.
Absolutely.
And anybody out there who wants really customer service and discuss mortgage products, tailor a need that fits their needs, we're going to take care of you.
Nobody works harder. And, I mean, really, when it comes to buying a home, do you want to talk to somebody on a toll-free number who could be 1,000 miles away? Or do you want to talk to the guy who's here working on your behalf? That is Morris at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300, 409-9300. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Thank you, Morris, for your time, buddy.
Thank you, guys. All right, y'all take care. Have a great weekend. Bye.
All right, Rich's forecast, and then immediately following this, we're going to, since he reported people seem to have trouble finding their turn signals, we have a public service announcement on that.
Good.
It's very timely.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system on the way that could have an adverse effect on a lot of weekend events, unfortunately. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature falls to about 35. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. Then rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight. Then a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely up to about 50. Then Sunday's high 50 to 52 with lingering showers in the area. Then a cold, raw day Monday, breezy, with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention motorists, do you wish you could alert other drivers of your intention to change direction?
I'd love to, but is that even possible?
It is, with the turn signal.
The turn signal? What's that?
The turn signal uses 20th century technology to enable a flashing light on the exterior of your vehicle.
Wow, sounds complicated.
No, all you need to do is gently flick a lever that's located just to the left of the steering wheel. It couldn't be easier.
But that must be an expensive modification.
It's not. Every single automobile already has a turn signal installed. Use it for right turns, left turns. You can even use your turn signal on the freeway before you change lanes.
Sounds great. I'm going to try using my turn signal right away.
We wish you would. Spread the word. Eventually, maybe every driver will use their turn signal. Wouldn't that be great?
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deetsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Merry Christmas from Wholesale Hunter.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so the skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun.
That was for you, Chad. And now something a little more uplifting.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home Santa with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
If you would like to contribute to the Build a Statue of Donnie Turner Fund, please give us a call here at 272-9228. I don't know if I mentioned this. I haven't had a major accident in many years.
Good.
But, man, I've had, you know, some small ones that can't be explained.
Example?
Mailboxes.
Yeah.
Two of those.
They'll jump out in front of you in a New York minute, Greg.
Well, something, as I was backing out of my driveway recently in the morning. Mm. And it's dark.
Yeah, that's true. And from the time you get up, yeah.
We don't have streetlights.
Really?
Something came flying down my neighbor's driveway. Long yards. Goes back quite a distance. And I was slowly backing out, and as this thing came flying out, I punched the gas pedal. Didn't realize how close I was to First, I thought I hit my stepson's car. And I said, oh, good, no damage. And I looked to my right, and I thought, oh, my God, I hit my neighbor's vehicle. So what a great way to start the day. Mm. And I feel like such a schmo.
No, you would be if you didn't say anything about it, or then you would be.
Right.
Well, but inconvenience. Donnie Turner is...
can we get you, know, like...
Stunning, what, a bubble wrap for my back?
No, like on bumper cars, like the big inflatable donut.
That's a great idea.
I'm not a bad driver. All of these things happen in the dead of night. With creatures, right? That second mailbox.
It's not like the mailbox is.
It's funny. I always wanted a neighborhood where the mailbox was like out in front of your house. Mm-hmm. Well, I got what I wanted. I live in that kind of a neighborhood.
You like it so much, you ran over it.
But well, the first night we lived there, I hit my own mailbox and took a nice 6-foot divot out the back right quarter panel.
So I got
with my almost brand new Nissan Rogue from Jack Ingram, and then. I'm driving in one morning and something, I think it was a fox, comes flying out across the street. Mm-hmm. And all I did was move my wheel a little bit to the right.
That's all it takes.
Well, somebody's mailbox is right there, mm-hmm. you know, hanging over the curb just enough to where I clipped it with my side view mirror. And,
well, but I mean, sometimes you gotta. Put the shoe on the other foot. Imagine if you had a Dia or a mailbox. You care Dia. What color the car and make of the car is, it hits you.
Exactly.
My neighbor's a great guy. And that makes...
Yeah.
He just... anyway, Donnie sent me pictures. They've finished it, and it looks beautiful.
Cool.
Good as new, maybe better. I just the inconvenience and everything else.
He's always been one of the better ones.
So thank you, Donnie, and we'll start collecting on that. Well, Rich has his own wing over at MPB. I don't know if you know that. If you go to Montgomery Paint Body on the Boulevard, East River Lane, ask to see the Rich Thomas wing with the pinball machine in it. I got into an article yesterday on the show that seemed to generate some interest, and it's entitled "The 10 Most Destructive Americans of My 8 Decades," written by a guy named Frank Hawkins. And we usually start at the top of these lists and work our way down, but...
Number one.
The most destructive person on his list was this douchebag.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
John Carey. But who do you think some of the other names... Now, these are destructive Americans, not Hitler or Stalin or bad guys from around the world. These are... people who did damage to our own country.
Who's the Nazi priest? Father Coughlin?
I don't know him.
I would think Bill Ayers would be there. He'd have to be there.
Bill Ayers is on that list.
Yeah, gotta be.
We're gonna go down the list when we come back from this break.
Yeah, LBJ's gotta be on there too.
LBJ is on the list. Very good. So is one of the Kennedys.
Oh, that would be.
And so is somebody that...
Teddy.
You would consider to be a legendary news anchor. Right. But he made the list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are correct,
sir. He was a big globalist. Won an award with the Council on Foreign Relations.
You are correct. And the first guy, when we start on the list at number 10, they made a movie about him so they could make what he did heroic. And I watched the movie. And, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's 4:35. Chilly this morning, you know. Having the comfort of your family protected year-round is something that Clark's would love to do for you. They hire the most talented HVAC technicians. Their plumbers are second to none. But as human beings go, first of all, everybody's thoroughly vetted. They're thoroughly background checked before they're hired.
Good.
And when they're hired, they agree to be drug tested on an ongoing basis, not because they look like they might be using. They just take that extra step because they want to be 100% sure about who they're sending into people's homes.
Cool.
And when you have your first contact with a Clark's employee, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You want to fix them lunch. You want to serve them beverages, whatever, anything we can do for you. They're just terrific human beings. But, boy, do they know their stuff. So If you want that central air conditioning system to last more than 20 years, which they should do if you give them TLC. Here, TLC means the love of Clark's. Call them at 277-2125 for a mere $159 membership fee. You'll get two annual tune-ups to your system. If you need a repair of any type, you get a discount on parts and labor. But the whole idea of this maintenance service is to perpetuate the life of that unit so you don't have to replace it. And I did. Mine lasted 20 years at the last house. And, of course, these things never happen at a good time.
No.
Ours broke down the week I married Roz. Yeah, you know, I've got just about every dime, you know, tested for this wet, and all of a sudden I've got to buy a new unit, but Clark's put it in. And that's just the way life is sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Plumbers are excellent. They came out. I thought I was going to have to spend hundreds of dollars to replace a fixture in the master bathroom because the on and off lever for the hot and cold water was spinning like a propeller.
That's not good.
He came out and rebuilt it. I didn't have to buy anything.
There?
Yeah. Wow. Just in the bathtub, rebuilt it right there, and it works like a charm.
That's great.
So they play it straight. They don't do things where maybe we can make a little extra money on this particular situation.
A lot of them do.
Their reputation. And then Rick and Bobby Clark like to follow up with a call to make sure you were 100% satisfied. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. You better call Clark's. Alabama certification number, 99004. Oh, and their web address is clarkcomfort.com. And on the phone, this is Kevin.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin.
I knew I'd hear that. Hey, I just wanted to call and kind of tick y'all off. I'm over here eating some smoked tuna dip and oysters on crackers.
You dog.
I didn't know. Joey, you ever heard of smoked tuna dip?
Yes.
Good stuff.
It is. It's delicious. Most smoked fish is just to die for.
That's true. Very true. Yeah.
I can't say the same.
Really? You're going to differ with me over smoked fish?
Uh-oh.
Too bold, too broad of a statement, Greg?
I like menthol smoked fish.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not right.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Hey, but this thing was, you know, who's the worst person? Is this by your year of birth or something?
No, this is a column by a guy named Frank Hawkins who has lived through eight decades, and he makes a list of the 10 most destructive Americans of his lifetime.
Oh, okay.
It's just his list, but it's really interesting, the people he picked.
Who's, do you have one or what? I mean, how does he...
Well, when we go through this list, and we're going to do that when we come back from I find it very difficult to argue against the people he's listed.
Oh, well, that first guy was definitely a loser. Yeah, hey, why are you so long in the face there?
Huh?
John Kerry, long face.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like a horse.
In America, you have a right
got the Rick Ocasek face.
I like Mark Levin's description of Kerry, mashed potato face.
Ooh. He does bear a striking resemblance to Ren 10-10.
Or Herman Munster.
Herman Munster, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
With a little.
Well, I just want to call and say I'm sorry. I haven't seen y'all in a couple of weeks, but I'm trying to save some money so I can have some good Christmas over here. And
some expensive tuna dip.
Well, Mr. Gourley,
we're
just
not.
Glad to hear from you. It's good to hear from you.
I was just saying from last night.
I understand.
But everything's fine, and... we will talk to you soon, okay?
You later. Take care.
See ya.
All right. There goes one of the great local characters.
He's a hoot.
All right. I'm in the mood for a little Alexis Silver.
Okay. And I actually have to give credit where credit's due. Norm MacDonald and the roast of Bob Saget.
Yeah.
You know those roasts get really salty on Comedy Central? Well, Norm went up there and used, like, classic Catskills, old folks' homes jokes. But delivered them brilliantly. And it's like, it's a shame, Bob, that you bear a striking resemblance to Ren 10-10. And he kind of let a beat happen. Everybody's kind of like, all right, Norm's like, well, it's because what I'm saying is you got an effing dog face. And it's just, he kept doing all sorts of these old school jokes.
It's called Borschtbel humor.
Borschtbel, okay. It'd be good if we maybe found that we're like able to edit it.
Because he's so good in that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's all about delivery and timing.
All right, for those of you who've been around for a while, think about the 10 most destructive Americans that might come to mind. And we'll go through this list, starting with number 10. And that's coming up next.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have a couple of accidents being worked right now. Federal at Crestview. Another one just occurred. Bell at Brubaker. Man, the hubcap's still rolling on this one. Be careful. 65 and 85 moving along good right now. At Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. Here's what you do. All the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
December 6th is Put On Your Own Shoes Day. This day is okay, but how I wish it were Put On Your Wife's Shoes Day. A girl can dream, can't she?
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. Crime Stoppers and Autauga County authorities need your help catching the person who broke into a school. The Autaugaville school was broken into last month. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window, then stole school property. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Millbrook man convicted of producing child pornography will spend decades behind bars. Jermaine Moore was sentenced to 50 years in prison for three counts of production of child pornography. Moore was arrested earlier this year and charged with sexual assault of a child in connection to the viral video with a six-year-old child. Aldi opened its doors this morning in Prattville. Aldi is a discount grocery store chain with thousands of locations around the globe. The chain uses many ways to keep costs low, including its shopping cart rental system. The store opened to a big, excited crowd. I'm Ellis Eskew. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system on the way that could have an adverse effect on a lot of weekend events, unfortunately. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature falls to about 35. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. Then rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight. Then a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely up to about 50. Then Sunday's high 50 to 52 with lingering showers in the area. Then a cold, raw day Monday, breezy, with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Fox Business Network stocks closing mixed with the Dow staging a comeback and reversing a near 800-point loss. This after the Wall Street Journal reported that Federal Reserve officials are considering to signal a new wait-and-see approach after a likely interest rate increase at their next meeting in December, which could slow down interest rate hikes for next year. The Dow closing down 79 points, the NASDAQ closing in the green up 30, S&P 500 down 4. And Walgreens is joining drugstore competitor CVS Health in expanding home deliveries for prescriptions nationwide and is teaming up with FedEx to launch a next-day service. Patients enrolled in Walgreens Express will receive text notifications when prescriptions are ready, and for a $4.99 fee, they can have their prescriptions delivered by FedEx to their home as early as the next day. Same-day delivery is currently available in a half a dozen cities, and Walgreens says it will expand the option to additional locations next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hickory Barsky.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Hey, something in my wheelhouse. We get to talk a little baseball here, Joey.
Nice.
We have Barry Dean. You are the chairman of the Alabama Baseball Coaches Association.
That's right. That's right. Technically the executive director, but I've been called a lot worse, Greg.
I hope I didn't demote you.
No, no.
In saying that, I would feel bad. There's an event coming up January 31st next year at the RSA Activity Center on Dexter Road, and we're here to talk about it and get you interested in supporting it. And to talk about the guy you're bringing in is, you know, if you watch the recent World Series, the way they were babying pitchers. Oh, well, he's thrown two innings. We got to take him out. If they had tried to do that to Jack Morris when he was pitching in the 10th inning of that amazing, was it the 1987 or 91 World Series against the Braves?
91.
One of the guttiest performers ever to take the pitcher's mound, he would have told the coach to go, well, something unpleasant.
How about?
And he finally was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year, something I believe he deserved. And I think, as we see the way baseball players are treated and coddled, his strength and amazingness will only grow. His legend will grow by comparison. It has to, because he would have never considered going out of a game early because he had thrown 100 pitches. That just wasn't the way.
What, manly? You didn't do that.
Old school.
Yep.
So tell us about the event and how people can get tickets and what where the money goes.
Sure. It's our 10th annual first pitch dinner and silent auction. The money goes to benefit the 15 Miracle Leagues around Alabama. There's one in Montgomery out there, American League Park on Red Thornton Road. And January 31st, 2019, at the RSA Activity Center is the dinner. You can go to ALABCA.org. Right there in the upcoming events section, you'll see the Jack Morris dinner. It's about the third or fourth event down. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. If you've never been to the Miracle League, I'd urge you to do it.
I have. I had a friend. He's since moved to Ohio. But his son was in the Miracle League, and I went out to the ballpark to watch them. And let me tell you something, friends. If it doesn't inspire you, if it doesn't give you an immediate course correction on what real issues are in your life, it will. The kids are amazing. The parents, the people that support it are amazing. And I'm so glad that there's an opportunity to fund it. Tell us about the kids that are eligible to play in Miracle League Baseball.
Well, I've not been involved really on that end, but I know mentally and physically disabled children and some adults. I've been around to the state, to all the 15 Miracle Leagues, visiting them and meeting the people I'm giving the checks to. We'll sponsor a team or outfield sign in all the leagues around the state. But I know they're from young kids to 4 or 5 years old, boys and girls, all the way up until adults. And mentally and physically challenged people. And it's just, you know, like I said, I did not do it until 2011. Sammy Frichter, longtime coach and friend of mine at Wallace Community College in Dothan, his son was physically and mentally disabled. And he invited me down for their opening ceremony, March 2011. And it just swept me off my feet. And I just saw us becoming a partner with the Alabama Baseball Coach Association, partner up with them. And I urge teams and schools, colleges and high schools around the state where they have a Miracle League to take their teams out for a game and volunteer. It's going to impact us, as you said, Greg, yourself,
yes,
way more than it is the kids that are out there. So it has grown, and more teams are volunteering and going out. And Vestavia Hills, I was just sent this, that the student body or the kids up there gave the Miracle League $45,000.
Wow.
I tried to inquire about it, but a friend of mine sent me a text from Birmingham up there. He's involved up there, and it's got a picture of Vestavia Hills High School kids, a $45,000 check. Wow. So I'm trying to find out if there's a Miracle League in Gardendale, one in Hoover. Maybe they're trying to build one in Vestavia Hills, but it's just a lot of folks, there are more fields that they're trying to build around in the cities around the state now.
Well, when you have a chance to go see somebody speak, somebody who's built a career and a reputation, there in the realm of sports, there aren't too many better people than Jack Morris, not only because he's got great stories to tell and because he achieved great things, but he's gotten into the broadcasting business, and the man is an extraordinary speaker, very powerful speaker. So I'm sure he'll be well worth the cost of a ticket, and let's talk about that for a second and how people can buy them.
Sure. And also, if you come down there, individual tickets are $150. Great stocking stuffer. A table of eight, $1,200. And I have to mention that Wind Creek Hospitality Casino is our title sponsor. They have been quite a blessing to us, and we couldn't do what we do without them. But you will get to meet Jack Morris, get an autograph with him one-on-one, and get a picture with him one-on-one, and I will personally email you the picture, have a professional photographer down there taking the pictures. But if you go to ALABCA.org, that's short for Alabama Baseball Coach Association, ALABCA.org, the upcoming event section right there on the left side, you'll see the live link that'll take you there. And just Dale Murphy was a huge hit last year. We sold more tables than we've ever sold before, 23.
Wow, Dale Murphy.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah. Could be a Hall of Famer, may still get in the Veterans Committee.
Hey, Dale Murphy kept TBS on the air, man, uh-huh, because when the Braves stunk in the 80s, we used to check TBS to see if he was coming up, him and Bob Horner.
That's right.
The only two players worth watching on the Braves in those days.
Dale was very classy last year, just a very good speaker, loved being here with the people, and I've heard that about Jack Morris. Of course, he's our first Hall of Famer in the 10 years I've done this, and I'm excited about it. And Jack, a little history to you, y'all may know this, played for the Montgomery Rebels.
I remember the
way back in the
well,
day.
Yeah.
He and Lance Parrish, Whitaker, Trammell came through Montgomery.
Wow, I did not know that.
Have a little history there.
So Trammell just made the Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's right.
And who else you mentioned?
Whitaker, Lou Whitaker, his shortstop, second baseman combination. He's not made it yet.
He should be. Yeah. I've read a number of sports writers. You know, from the passage of time, you get a perspective, look back on guys where, as time passes, their careers seem more Hall of Fame worthy than when they first retired. That's why I'm glad they have the Veterans Committee. Whitaker belongs in there as well. I had no idea, though, that they played here for the Rebels.
They did, and Lance Parrish, the catcher.
There was a guy that could hit a long home run.
You're right. So we've had some, you know, I guess back then you didn't go down to the Rebels Park as much unless it was nickel beer night. not like the Biscuits, who more people go down there and watch it, and it's a great, you know, more of a fun entertainment time, and the stadium's beautiful down there at the Biscuits. But some great players came through Montgomery. Of course, back then we were still double-A with the Tigers.
Well, let me make a commitment to you. I'm going to give this 100% support, not just with your visit today, but beyond. We will keep this on the air. Keep pushing it, and we'll have you back.
Hey, Greg, I appreciate it. Thank y'all for your support, and look forward to seeing some folks January 31st.
I can't think really, of a more worthy organization to support than Miracle League for the kids, especially parents. If you are the mother and father of kids who are healthy and had no issues or challenges, this is your way to say thank you, God, because these kids, again, they remind me of the Shriners kids. I support them. They take these challenges with a level of courage that I myself wouldn't possess. You know, they're just amazing kids, and we should do everything we can to make sure we perpetuate this.
We also have silent auction items down there. I have four businessmen from Birmingham come down, bring their goodies, and a lot of good folks buy a lot of the items. Cool. That goes to the Miracle League store, to our pot of money we dole out to all the leagues around the... So you get great items there to look at, autograph from a Hall of Famer and shake his hand and a picture with him, and a meal by Johnny Sullivan down there at the Activity Center. So it's a good deal, guys. Thank you for your support, Greg.
Sure. That's Thursday, the 31st of January next year, 5:30 to 8:30 at the RSA Activity Center. We'll tell you more as we get closer.
And I sent you the link in an email if you'd like to post it, Greg.
I'm going to post it on social media, absolutely.
Cool.
It is 4:56. Let's see how the roads are doing.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have this dog and pony show going now. 85 South coming into the interchange, starting to back up. Here they come out of the downtown area, onto Arbor, then to 85 Northbound, finishing up those accidents. Federal at Crestview and Bell at Brubaker. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State's going on now through tomorrow. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LaCroix wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LaCroix understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LaCroix is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix and Carrier. Visit acbylaCroix.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylaCroix.com. License